Platt. Time for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're back at Tri-Cities. And Brian, you remember, help me remember your last name.
Brian Croft.
And Brian, actually, kind of a dual role here. You work here at Tri-Cities, but also have a little farm, too.
Yeah, I have a little cattle business on the side. Great where the market's at right now for cattle, that's for sure.
Couldn't ask. That is true. Couldn't ask for a better cattle market, could you?
No, it's been really good the last 2 years, and looks to be better in 25, too, so.
What kind of cattle are you raising?
I got Angus, and then I got a Wagyu Angus cross.
Sounds good. I like that. Good meat animals.
Yes, excellent. Marbling, all mine grayed out prime. So
makes some good steaks and all kinds of other good stuff, too.
It sure does.
Tell me, how does the farming tie into the business that you're in here? Obviously, you know farmers, and you can talk to farmers.
Yeah, it does really well because a lot of my farming friends, you know, buy trucks, so... Really goes hand in hand.
What are farmers looking for in a truck this day and time?
A lot of people have switched to the gas with the Duramax engine. So it's a really good value. They're cheaper than a diesel, and the maintenance is cheaper too. So
diesels can be pretty intense to maintain sometimes.
They can. The oil changes are higher, and you got diesel, filters you got to change on them and stuff. So it does cost you more.
You mentioned the service, and that's a big part of what sells you guys here at Tri-Cities, because you guys have a great service department, body shop, and really stand behind what you sell.
Yeah, that really does help because, a lot of my customers, like you said, that I know, I even bring their vehicles in for service, so they can keep doing what they're doing while I'm here at work getting a service for them and then drop it back off on the way back home. So
does that include wash and wax and clean it up?
No, I wish it would.
I'm going to get you in trouble now. Some of your customers are going to hear that and say, hey, Brian, you never wax mine.
Yeah, that's for sure. But we do wash and wax vehicles, for a fee, but it doesn't include that in the sale. But
I thought maybe that's just what you did on the way back, right?
Yeah. No, it does really make it handy, though, when they can depend on us to bring their vehicle in and get it serviced and then return it in the same day. So.
How important is that to a customer of yours who knows they have a good service department to stand behind what they buy from you?
It really does help because we put them first. They buy from us and they're repeat customers, so we really put them first and make sure if they have any hiccups that they get taken care of in a timely fashion. So,
and a good body shop too. So if you need a repair, have a little incident or a little bump or a big accident, whatever the case may be, you guys can fix it to GM standards.
Yeah, we can. And then, we stand behind it. It's a lifetime warranty when we do the body work here. So if they have any issues with paint or, fit, form, or function, we'll take care of it.
Of course, obviously, a great Chevrolet dealer, great GM dealer for many years, and still very popular. A great brand to stand behind you.
It is, and we have the Ram products and the GM and the Chevrolet, so we pretty much got what people are looking for,
And then you have a great selection of used vehicles as well. A lot of used trucks, and Trent was talking about, you guys try to keep the used lot stock really well.
Yeah, we usually have at least 100 or more used vehicles, trucks, and SUVs, crossovers, and we keep all brands too, so. There's good selection out there.
You guys, and you talk about good customer service. You heard Trent talking about that. That's really what they offer here as well, in addition to great vehicles, but a great customer service to stand behind what they sell. And Trent's great. Trent can talk cattle with you too if you want to.
Yeah, that's for sure. We can talk cattle, have a lot of really good cattle customers, and it's fun to sit down and talk about steers and heifers and bulls and so forth. So.
Too much money in the cattle industry last year. Need to work on that. Brian could help you, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. I could definitely help you there.
Do you ever make too much money in farming?
Never, because you reinvest it all the time, it seems like.
Right. Well, Brian, listen, appreciate all you do. You actually live over in Crittenden County, is that right?
Yeah, I live in Crittenden County out near Tulu, if you've ever heard of the little community down there. And I'm a third generation on the farm. So,
good. Third generation, that's pretty nice to have that generation to carry on.
Yeah, it is. Let's just hope, these young farmers, get interested and keep doing it, because it means a lot to our country and, the beef production and everything to go with it. So,
Exactly right. Brian Kropp with us here at Trice Hughes and talking about Trice Hughes Agriculture and really their connection to the agriculture world. They do a wonderful job in serving the farmers and folks they work with every day here at Trice. Not only farmers, but great customers as well. And, of course, we're on 103.3 and 1580 AM WPKY.